I get it. I know there are those out there that don't agree with this. If you come into our country illegally, you broke the law.
Why are you being arrested?
I'm being arrested for peaceful...
Called obstruction. Obstruction of justice.
So these radicals who just stormed a Florida deportation jail, as you just heard, were obstructing justice. Justice, which has been on overdrive in the Sunshine State 24 hours a day, with those here illegally being arrested and then brought to the controversial rapid removal hub at Alligator Alcatraz, where in just a few hours, they'll be permanently removed from America for breaking America's laws. But as you're about to see, this is something that has activists in this state losing their minds.
Over the span of 4 days, more than 350 people were arrested in the multi-agency operation, including these arrests near a construction site on Fisk Boulevard.
That's right. This Colombian crime ring was sophisticated. Fake uniforms, detailed maps of wealthy neighborhoods, even hidden cameras to track their victims. But little did they know the police was tracking them.
Operation Dirtbag, to go after people who have attacked our communities. In just 10 days, we've been able to remove in part partnership with the state of Florida, over 230 of the worst heinous criminals from their streets.
The governor is instead focusing on using just a few people as scapegoats to criminalize an entire population.
No one deserves to not come home from a day of work, from a day of school, from a day of just living their lives. This is not the America we deserve.
They thought they had gotten away with it, but the drone then tracked the group to their meetup spot. Officers moved in, the takedown all caught on camera. All five are Colombian nationals in the U.S. illegally.
So these recent Florida raids went after convicted criminals, and there are a lot of convicted criminals here. Because although Florida's not a sanctuary state, none of the open borders activists upset about any of this bother mentioning that it's still one of the main entry points for people to get into America without permission. And you've got smugglers making millions, traveling up Florida's coast and then dropping off illegal fugitives who attempt to make their way to the country's interior. Or don't and decide to hunker down in Florida, working fraudulently in a variety of industries, which as it turns out is not a smart thing to do in a law and order state. Because unlike places like Chicago or California, local police here fully cooperate and assist the federal government with catching criminals who are not supposed to be here. And even getting in one's car in Florida is a big mistake because police are everywhere, on every roadway, and at every workplace. And even the smallest interaction with law enforcement could result in one getting deported, which proponents say is a good thing, calling Florida the model for law and order that should be emulated across America to keep it safe. Which brings us to the real reason activists just stormed this deportation jail. They desperately want to prove that something terrible is happening in Florida and that it's wrong, and they want to see zero people face consequences for illegal criminal behavior. But as this group of screamers and dreamers quickly found out, the only thing wrong happening here is them blocking the roadway and obstructing legal federal law enforcement. Enforcement which needs to happen, as Florida itself is a magnet for criminals and would be their front door if nobody was around to shut it. But speaking of criminals, these activists, they're out there claiming that their neighbors are getting deported in some bizarre attempt to proclaim empathy with fugitives they know nothing about who just entered the country.
No one deserves to not come home from a day of work, from a day of school, from a day of just living their lives. This is not the America we deserve. We deserve freedom, safety, and communities that are protected.
Yeah, this is totally false. If you're in any country illegally, not even America, you've broken the law, and there should be a consequence, because if there's not, that country doesn't have a border. But here's the thing, the 200 plus recently arrested fugitives, these people might have been dressed as civilians, and it may have looked like they were just going to work. And although to these activists, one's attire and outward appearance dictate whether or not ICE should be allowed to arrest them, it turns out these raids focused on convicted criminals with rap sheets, making them so dangerous, nobody would want to live near them if they weren't in the country illegally. There would be no sympathy for these criminals if they were Americans. Because I don't see these activists out there protesting at other jails and prisons across the country holding some of our worst offenders. Speaking of which, when you see somebody who's out there doing landscaping work, well, as it turns out, they might not actually be doing landscaping work.
Florida have broken up a migrant burglary ring. A group of illegal immigrants from Colombia dressed as maintenance workers were caught on a drone camera stealing from high-end houses.
Wow.
So now we know how it's happening.
Hey, good morning, Dana. That's right. This Colombian crime ring was sophisticated. Fake uniforms,
wow,
detailed maps of wealthy neighborhoods, even hidden cameras to track their victims.
That's
but
terrible.
Little did they know the police was tracking
Look
them.
At this.
Orange County deputies were tipped off, and they were ready with drone cameras to catch them in the act.
That's insane. And these are the individuals who, if activists see them getting arrested, they say, oh, this person, they were just headed to work because they're dressed as a worker. And even though I don't know anything about what's going on here, I'm looking at this and I'm saying that it's wrong. That's what they do. They look at someone's outward appearance and they say they must be innocent. Now, that doesn't make any sense, especially when you don't know that this person has disguised themselves and is out there committing crime or may actually be working at a job which they're not supposed to have by virtue of their presence in America illegally, when they've got a rap sheet, when they're hiding in plain sight, so to speak, after committing crimes all across the country and possibly even in other countries. That's who Florida deputies were going after. They were going after people who are so dangerous they do not make the country better at all. Yet for some reason, activists are out there protesting, saying, oh, this is awful, this is terrible, and it needs to stop. No, it doesn't. You need to get criminals off the streets.
You can see two men disguised as landscapers casing the backyard of this home in Orlando. They walked in with empty bags, but walked out 30 minutes later with thousands in stolen designer handbags and shoes.
That's awful. Terrible.
The first time when I come to my house, when I saw the window break and my door open, and I feel like my heart jumped outside.
It was this hidden trail camera that helped them learn.
So they're using cameras to stake out homes that are owned by people. These are people who are in the country legally. These are people who are making our country better. Look, she's got a business. You see the company logo right there. These are people that improve America and offer jobs and positions legally. This is the American dream, and it's being plundered by people who were let into the country without permission. This is not a good thing. This defeats the idea that bringing people into the country without checking to see who they are is a good thing for America. It's not. This is wild.
I am not afraid. I will stand for liberation, because I know why I was made.
All the shirts say they've kidnapped my neighbor.
I am not afraid.
And they've got pictures of people who are criminals, and they're trying to defend those folks without knowing anything about them or while putting forth a twisted narrative. Right, they have a protest location too. They don't even have to be here.
Why are you being arrested?
I'm being arrested for peacefully protesting.
Look,
the horrible treatment.
Horrible treatment. Where's your evidence of that?
Obstruction. Obstruction of justice.
These people are being treated horribly. They're human beings.
Right. So, look, if a human being commits a crime, they need to get arrested. These folks just don't understand that. They want to see people commit immigration crimes and just be let off the hook. And what's fascinating about this is the Department of Homeland Security has all kinds of information on who they're out there arresting. They're doing constant press conferences. They've got footage of who these people are. They've got their rap sheets. And you know what? None of these individuals are out there even bothering to agree with the idea that if somebody's dangerous, they shouldn't be allowed to roam the streets. No, they say that if ICE arrests somebody, something wrong has obviously happened because ICE did it and Trump did it. And they really want to believe that every single person who's here illegally has done nothing wrong, even if they've committed other crimes on top of entering the country without permission.
Help them learn her patterns. Investigators say the suspects spent weeks watching the home, even dribbling a basketball in the neighborhood to blend in. Now, the suspects are on video crawling out of the home and then jumping into getaway cars. They thought they had gotten away with it, but the drone then tracked the group to their meetup spot. Officers moved in, the takedown all caught on camera.
So when activists see something like this, they see somebody getting arrested and they say, oh, this is profiling. Oh, it's just a normal person going about their day. What they don't want to believe is that You've got folks who came into the country without permission and came here specifically to commit crime, came here specifically to run a criminal operation, which in this case is home invasions, which is obviously going to be more profitable in wealthy neighborhoods in America than it might be anywhere else in the world. This is criminal opportunism. That's all we're looking at here. But now the question is, how are these criminals getting into the United States? How do they get into coastal regions like Florida and California? And what is the federal government doing now that's different to crack down on their movements throughout the country?
Here is a video from agents interdicting a smuggling vessel carrying 17 Dominican nationals off the coast in Puerto Rico. Take a look.
Wow. This is how people are saying in the Caribbean, sneaking into the country, unfortunately.
Despite the increased
dangerous
military presence, some of those smuggling boats still getting through, but their agents able to make a successful interdiction. But as you saw there in your video,
this is despite all of the naval operations going on in the exact same area. This video was posted just a couple of days ago. And it turns out that if these boats get through, they travel up the coast of Florida, where people are then dropped off and then helped into unmarked discreet vans, moving vans in some cases, where they are then transported to other parts of the country. So stopping the boats when they're off the coast, that's part of this. But there's a new plan that apparently was just either leaked or discovered. Apparently it's been happening for a while, but a big story came out about how these smugglers are actually being tracked with license plate readers all throughout the country, and guess who's upset by that?
We're definitely opening some eyes, if you will. The Associated Press reporting the agency is quietly tracking drivers across the country to flag and detain those who travel
that guy's in the trunk.
Patterns are considered somewhat suspicious. So the question is, you know, how does it work? A network of cameras captures and records license plate information while an algorithm flags vehicles as suspicious based on, you know, where they came from, where they're heading, and the route that they took as well.
Now, people are upset by this because, oh, the law abiding, they might have their license plate read, but that's not what's going on here. Smugglers have to enter the country at very specific places. And if there's a vehicle that gets picked up in one of those places and then starts driving out, it's very easy to tell who's the smuggler and who's not. And that's how they're catching people. They're looking at vehicles with suspicious traffic patterns. For example, if you see a car 2 a.m. in the morning, it's overcrowded, there's tons of people in there, what is that vehicle doing? Same thing in Florida. You see a whole bunch of vans that drive over to the water's edge and then drive away and all start heading towards sanctuary cities like Chicago or New York. Obviously, there's something going on there, and those vehicles need to be looked into. We can't have criminals running a $1 billion business inside America, breaking our laws, exploiting people and putting them in harm while they do this. This isn't good for anybody. It's not good for the fugitives. It's not good for the people they're bringing into the country illegally. It's all a disaster.
And then notify local law enforcement. Here's the thing. These cameras are often disguised in highway safety equipment. The strategy at the southern border, certainly not new. News Nation actually has embedded with police in Cochise County. That's in Arizona, who say they use it to catch smugglers.
Yeah.
Officers then track how long a car has been in a border county. So if it's a rental, for example, it shows up, heads north just hours after arriving. It's flagged as suspicious.
Right. So they know who they're looking for and they know how to catch these people. It's not like human smuggling is some new thing in America. It's been happening for decades. And again, when these people get pulled over, they might be on their way to work. They might be at work because they're a criminal and they're part of a criminal enterprise, which is working to break America's laws. But it's not what these activists care about. Nope. They want to see these folks released. They say that this is all profiling. They say that this is all wrong, and they're right. It is wrong. It's just wrong because of what the criminals are doing, not because law enforcement is putting a stop to it, making our country safer at the exact same time.
Decade here, what happens is Border Patrol works in tandem with local law enforcement in states like Arizona, in Texas, where we are, and then also even cities towards the northern border. When you start talking about places like Detroit or even Chicago, where you are, Border
it's
Patrol
happening
working
all over
in tandem
the place
with local law enforcement. But critics argue that the Border Patrol is violating constitutional rights by using these cameras to monitor drivers, pulling them over based on arbitrary judgments.
What do you mean arbitrary judgments?
It's happening, and it is as massive and invasive as it seems.
The goal here is to outrage regular Americans that something is being done to keep our country safe. Now, look at this, for example. You want to come out and say that, oh, this is invasive, this is wrong. I mean, this is nothing even close to what happens to every single one of us when we go through an airport. But here's the thing these activists don't understand. Their movement, their raids of deportation jails, their constant protesting and agitating, it's all falling flat on its face because people understand what a threat it is to have people in the country who came in without permission in an unknown way. These folks, we don't necessarily know what their goal is. What could someone's goal be if they prefer to enter the country secretly rather than to do it the legal way?
And invasive as it seems, I think the actions that Border Patrol has been, the CBP has been taking to hide this program speak for itself, right? They've worked really hard to keep the program, the way it's deployed, where it's deployed, et cetera, very hush-hush.
If you have a network of cameras that are designed to catch smugglers who've secretly entered the country and are breaking the law, why would you tell them where those cameras are? Why would you blow the lid off this program and tell people which highways have these cameras? Then they're just going to go around them and the program's not going to work. See, we're supposed to believe that because this is some kind of secret, that we should be opposed to that. Now, look, everybody loves transparency, but if the government isn't allowed to use its resources to track down criminals before those criminals know about it, how on earth do we enforce our laws? How do we do that? And how is this any different than people who are surveilled as part of a police investigation into a non-immigration related matter? Those happen all the time across this country. Undercover operations, this stuff is constantly happening in this country. This is how law enforcement works. And we're supposed to have some problem with it because it's ICE that's the law enforcement agency and it's Trump. And therefore it must be wrong and therefore it must be inhumane. And oh, on top of that, we got these jails in Florida. Oh, Florida's the worst. They're so mean to everybody over there. That's what we're told to think. That's the attitude of these people. They're telling us this every single day. They're blasting it from the rooftops. I don't think it's working. I see them out there getting arrested. To me, this looks kind of silly, especially when these individuals know nothing about the criminals who've broken our laws and harmed our communities in ways they refuse to believe are actually happening. What do you think about that? Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.